Rear Admiral Michael Wiocki is the director of Indian Health Services. He visited the Navajo Nation this week to see firsthand the efforts to control the coronavirus. His visit coincided with the news that COVID-19 hospitalizations peaked on April 24th instead of the mid-May date IHS officials had predicted. Social distancing, curfews, and masks seem to be helping to flatten the curve. And the virus testing rate on the Navajo Nation is now among the highest in the world at 14.6%. But in a press conference in Shiprock Wednesday, Wiocki sounded a note of caution.
We also want to make sure that it's not an indication for the public that everything's okay, that we need to continue the great measures that have been put in place.
Also at the press conference, Dr. Christopher Percy, who's the director of community health at the Shiprock IHS Clinic, he said the testing rate increase can be partially attributed to family-wide testing.
When we find one positive patient, we offer testing then to everyone that lives in the household with that positive case, whether they have symptoms or not. We think then it's a lot easier for the family to come up with their plan for isolation in partnership with us, and it's easier for them to figure out how to manage when they know what their status is.
Percy also described an effort to help families that are in a long isolation. They're supported by the community.
We have partners at the chapter level and partners in some of the churches and other groups around, which are helping to provide food for families when they have a positive family member or several positive family members, and they can't go out to shop. So they provide the food to us, and our team will organize the delivery of food out to those families so they can maintain their isolation.
Michael Wiocki also described ways he's working with New Mexico's governor to increase contact tracing. That's key to reducing viral transmission by identifying people who've had contact with infected persons and tracing their subsequent contacts. Percy noted that at the Shiprock facility, a staff of up to 30 people work 7 days a week to stay in contact with patients. The ones with negative results are educated on how to stay that way. The positive cases?
We stay in contact with them by phone every day until they end their isolation. For some people, that's as short as 10 days. For many people, it's 14. For some, it's even longer.
Wiocki also announced that more federal money is headed to the Navajo Nation. Indian Health Services is allocating $234 million in supplemental funding. He added that back in Washington, there are ongoing conversations about funding infrastructure on Navajo lands.
Things like water systems, which would be very beneficial to Navajo Nation, with up to 30% of homes still being without safe water systems. There's a discussion about equipment needs within our healthcare facilities, expanding broadband and telehealth service capacity. We know that the Indian Health System of Care has a lot of needs and has been historically underfunded.
As part of his visit to the Navajo Nation, Wiocki also met with Tribal President Jonathan Nez. One of Nez's concerns was with increasing summer travel across tribal lands. Nearby attractions like Grand Canyon and Mesa Verde could mean tourists spreading the virus in an area that's starting to see a flattening of the COVID-19 curve.
That is definitely something of concern, something that we'll be working with him to help devise plans around to mitigate any negative impact to the community members.
And he added that that starts with more and better testing. There's more coronavirus coverage at our website. Go to ksut.org. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.